The Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty was signed by President Clinton last month. It's intended to stop the testing of atomic weapons worldwide. The treaty becomes binding when all the signatory nations ratify it. In this country, ratification will require a two-thirds Senate vote, and its fate may depend on the composition of the next Senate. The Republican Party platform opposes the treaty, calling it inconsistent with American security interests. Commentator Frank Gaffney agrees.
In signing the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, President Clinton called it the longest-sought, hardest-fought prize in arms control history. As has so often been true in the checkered history of arms control, however, the prize amounts to much less than is being claimed for it. In fact, this treaty may even increase the danger facing the United States from the proliferation of nuclear arms. This is the case for several reasons. First, violations of the ban cannot be detected or proven with high confidence. For example, the on-site inspections allowed under the treaty will not be sufficient to catch determined cheating, especially since 30 countries will have to agree before challenge inspections can be mounted. Second, the ban will not be global. The government of India has vowed never to sign it. That refusal by a nuclear weapons-capable state will mean that the treaty as drafted will not come into force. India, and perhaps other states that choose to follow New Delhi's example, will be able legally to continue to conduct nuclear tests. Unless the Senate rejects the comprehensive test ban, however, the United States would be obliged under international law not to violate or undercut the treaty's terms. As a result, the U.S. could find itself permanently enjoined from testing, even though others continue to engage in it legally or illegally. Third, this test ban will not be an effective impediment to nuclear proliferation, because it is no longer necessary for nuclear wannabe states to develop their own weapons. Today, it is possible to buy proven components, or for that matter, full up and previously tested nuclear weapons on the international arms market. If a comprehensive test ban will not stop other nations from developing or otherwise acquiring nuclear weapons, though, it will almost certainly impair the U.S. ability to deal with the resulting threat through its own nuclear deterrent capabilities. That is because all the highly sophisticated weapons that comprise the current U.S. nuclear arsenal were created on the assumption that they could be periodically tested. Even with hoped-for advances in computer simulation, in the absence of nuclear testing, the abiding safety, reliability, and effectiveness, and therefore the credibility of the U.S. deterrent, simply cannot be guaranteed. Does the credibility of America's nuclear arsenal still matter? The scary thing is that it does, as even the Clinton administration acknowledges when it declares the threat of U.S. nuclear retaliation will deter chemical attacks and obviate the need for near-term national missile defenses. It behooves the next Senate, therefore, to determine whether the comprehensive test ban will have dire consequences that even President Clinton may not intend, and to prevent such consequences by rejecting this flawed accord.
Frank Gaffney was a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense during the Reagan administration. He now directs the Center for Security Policy here in Washington.